Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America.
Faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Last Words Mean Sabotage. The Green Hornet strikes again. Suburban street late at night. A car traveled slowly without lights. The suburb, as well as the nearby city, was dimmed out, as it had been dimmed out every night for months.
Mr. Britt, car stop ahead, at the end of the street.
Okay.
I see him in moonlight. He go to corner house.
He's at the door. There he goes inside.
Mr. Britt, you not go after him?
He's a small-time crook. Let the police handle it. Hello, police. I understand you're looking for Nicky Ligeto. I know where he is if you want him now. Never mind who I am. It's a tip. That's right. Just go to the house on the northeast corner of Merwood and Bragdon Streets in Northville. That's right. Okay, if you still want to know who this is, it's the Green Hornet.
Okay, any time, Sergeant.
Right. Get back to the side entrance.
Yeah.
That means the boys are covering the back and the sides of the house. Nicky Ligeto, small time, but he carries a rod.
On the level. Was it the Green Hornet who tipped you off?
Yeah, that's what he said. Might have been anybody. On the other hand, it might have been the Hornet.
Double crossing, huh?
So what? I never met a crook yet that didn't double cross. Those rats are all the same. Well, here I go. See you later, Aubrey.
No, don't brush me off, Sarge.
Listen, you're a reporter, not a cop.
Forget it. I'm taking along.
Suit yourself. Daily Sentinel must need stories awful bad. You men follow me. Take the front door.
Right, okay, sir.
Okay, hit it.
There he is.
Hey, come back here, Ligeto.
Last time you're slipping, Sarge.
I'll get him next time.
He went down those cellar stairs. Easy, Sarge.
Easy, nothing. I'm not stopped for a rat like that. Where are you, Nicky? You haven't got a chance. Don't be a sap, Nicky. Give yourself up or get yourself shot at.
Okay, copper, I come out.
In the coal bin.
Yeah. Throw your gun out first, Nicky. Okay, now, come on. Put the cuffs on him, Jeffrey.
Listen, copper,
I'll ask the questions, Nicky. You make for the answers when I tell you. Get him upstairs, boys.
Come on. Hey, Sarge, did you notice this cellar?
Yeah.
Look for that door back there. Looks like whoever owns this house is a bug on building models.
Well, Nicky don't own it.
And not models, airplanes or ships. Looks like houses and hills. And that looks like a bridge or a reservoir or something.
Well, if we go in, we can tell.
Why, Sergeant, for a simple-minded guy, you're a genius. That's right, why not go in? You first, my friend.
Well, that'll be a...
Lucky for us, we didn't go in. Looks like we missed a date with a bomb. That room's wrecked.
Yeah, maybe it was homebrew.
Don't be a sap, Sarge. There's no homebrew with a kick like that. Otherwise, we'd be using it in shells in place of gunpowder. Come on, let's go see what the damage is.
Yeah, none now, brother.
Why not? It's all over.
Yeah, suppose there's a whole flock of those things.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Sarge, why be heroes? We leave it for the police bomb squad. Ah, maybe Nicky Leggero knows the answer. Let's ask him.
You took the words out of my mouth. He's upstairs.
Can't ask him no questions, Sarge.
Why not?
Somebody pointed a gun at him out of the dark just when that bomb went off in the basement. Nicky Leggero's dead.
About the Green Hornet, Laurie?
Oh, hello, boss. That Nicky Leggero business, you read it?
Yeah, nice story, Laurie. No other paper carried it.
Yeah, only it's a nice mystery, not a story.
Did the police find out about the bombing?
According to the bomb squad, it was a delayed action gadget. Homemade, but effective.
Yeah, I saw the picture. It certainly destroyed that basement room. Yeah,
apparently it was rigged up so that if the front door was broken in, it would set off the bomb a couple of minutes later. And we really broke that door in.
That doesn't sound like Nicky Leggero. He's no pineapple expert, is he?
Him? Boss, the late, unlamented Nicky Leggero couldn't put a tinker toy together. His only mechanical ability was knowing how to swing a blackjack.
He must have known something.
Huh?
People don't get shot for being dumb, Lowry. It's to keep them dumb.
Yeah, I get what you mean, but the police didn't even know he was shot until a couple of minutes later. The sound of the blast covered the shooting. And by that time, the killer was gone.
The killer knew about the bomb, then.
Well, how do you think... Oh, yeah, that's right. He must have. He knew when it was going to go off, and he timed his shot. Sounds pretty clever. Sounds like the Green Hornet.
Maybe, Laurie. Why go to all that trouble? Why not get rid of Mickey Leggero without calling the police?
Search me. I'm only a reporter, not a quizmaster. But I wish the cops would hand out more information.
Why, Laurie, how you talk. The police are awfully nice about telling things.
Yeah, will you stop handing me that Mason-Dixon line?
But it's not a line, Laurie. I really talk this way.
Oh, no, I mean about the police.
And so do I. For instance, I know what Mickey Leggero said just before he died. He did a little praying, and he did a little swearing.
Gail, are you serious?
Oh, never more serious in my life, Mr. Reed. You see, I read that story that Lowry got in the Sentinel this morning, and I said to myself, I said, Gail, honey, maybe those nice policemen will talk to you. So I went over to the police station.
Well, of all the cast-iron nerve, that's my story, sister. What do you mean, hijacking it?
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, Lowry. I didn't think.
You never do.
Come on, come on, let's get to the point. First of all, Gail, they wouldn't give any dope to Lowry. How'd you manage it?
Well, it's the oddest thing, Mr. Reed, but somehow or other they got the idea that I was mixed up in that shooting last night. They started asking me all sorts of questions. And while they were asking the questions, they just naturally told me what Nicky Leggero said before he died. They were awful put out when they learned who I really was.
Oh, the blonde bandit.
Flower, you take a tip from Miss Manning. Sometimes it pays to act dumb.
With her, it comes natural.
Now stop grousing. Whoever gets it, it's all for the set. I'll give Gail. What did Mickey say before he died?
Well, he was praying, Mr. Reed. Something about the light and the power.
Light and the power?
Uh-huh. I couldn't get a thing out of it, neither can the police. Can you?
Let me see that paper, kiddo. I want to look at Laurie's story again. Bomb went off. Apparently models of houses, reservoir, and... Leggero died while in custody of police. Green Hornet mystery angle of police and so on.
Huh. Mr. Britt, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for the answer, Cato. That isn't in the paper. I think we better start using what we know.
But Leggero was nothing important.
The fishing line doesn't look important either, Cato, but sometimes there's a whale of a story at the other end of it.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds like one of your Filipino riddles. You deserve it. It's all the little things that make me wonder, Cato. Little things like that delayed bomb in the basement. The fact that the police can't locate the owner of that house and those models that were seen in that room. The words Leggero spoke before he died. And the one thing we know that the police don't. Remember?
Oh, yes. Woman who leave house before police arrive.
That's right. You trailed her while I was making that phone call, didn't you?
She go to two-story house on Corner Everly and Coasting Drive.
Okay. It's dark outside, Cato. Dark enough for the Black Beauty. Get the Hornet mask and the gas gun. We'll leave right now. Open the sliding panel.
A few minutes later, stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
Rita, nothing has happened since the police raided the house. It was not necessary to us any longer. They learned all that we could from the bottles and from the ghetto.
Was it necessary to shoot him?
It was better.
I wish I were as sure as you that no one followed me from that house.
Forget it.
Very well. When is the 0 hour?
Tomorrow night, or the night after, depending on the weather. We need a dark night, Rita.
It's dangerous.
It's why we prepared ahead of time. The more preparation, the less danger.
You sound like a school teacher. Everything's so cut and dry.
Leave nothing to chance. That's the answer to successful sabotage. Like success in everything.
I wish you didn't need me.
We need you to drive the car. That means we'll need you tomorrow night. Well, that's all. We'll pick you up at the regular time. Good night.
Good night.
And stop worrying. I don't like this. She's too upset. All right, Shackman. Come back for Rita tomorrow night.
Was he up there, Vogel?
Huh?
He was looking for you. I had to tell him where you were.
Looking for me? Who?
For the man with the mask. The Green Hornet.
The Green... Impossible. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know my name.
Well, he didn't ask for you by name. Just wanted to know where you were.
And you told him?
Well, he had a gun.
I didn't see him. You see, he's going upstairs.
That's the way he went.
Come along. We must keep her mouth shut.
Wrong.
You're alone, Rita?
Yes, is something wrong?
Yeah, Shockman met the Green Hornet downstairs on the street. The Hornet came into the building.
I haven't seen him.
You sure? You haven't told him anything?
I haven't seen him.
I don't like it. According to the newspapers, it was the Green Hornet who called the police about the ghetto. Now tonight he shows up here. I don't like it. That's twice.
Three times, Vogel.
The Green Hornet.
No, you don't. I'll take that gun.
What do you want?
If you move, this gun might go off. Now, just relax. We're going to have a little talk. Well, that's the way it is, huh? Not one of you will open your mouths except Vogel. And as for you, Vogel...
You get no information out of us, Hornet. I don't know what you're after. We had nothing to do with anything.
Nicky Ligato's dead?
Nothing to do with anything. You're a crook. I suggest you get out of here before there's trouble.
You're a smooth article, Vogel. Okay. Maybe you'll meet me later on.
I doubt it.
We'll see. Good night.
Don't be a fool, Shackman. Where are you going?
But he's got...
Stay here. He's got nothing on us.
Yeah, but he's got my gun, Vogel.
What of it?
What of it? He wore gloves, didn't he? The only fingerprints on that gun are mine. And that's the gun that killed the ghetto.
Suppose he sends it to the police.
In the police station later that same evening, Ed Lowry and Gail Manning were talking to Sergeant Harkness.
Look, Lowry, what makes you so nasty? Why can't you be pleasant like Miss Manning? Police are glad to give her all the information we can, but you...
Yeah, I know. I don't wear skirts. Okay, Harkness. But if you can't solve a small two-bit killing, then there's...
What's that?
Sounds like a car. It's coming up the alley.
Holy mackerel, that's a car of the Green Hornet.
You mean it was? He's gone.
Out the alley.
Yeah, it was right through here.
He's gone, all right. We'd only known
it. That's the trouble with the Hornet, Harkness. You never know he's been anyplace until he left it. Well, come on, Gail. Let's call it a night and get back to the newspaper. It's worth a story anyway, even if we didn't...
Look at this.
Hey, what?
You policemen must be awfully careless. Isn't that a revolver?
Don't touch it.
I wasn't going to touch it.
Hey, give me your handkerchief, Lowry.
Don't forget where you got it from. That handkerchief cost me 50 cents.
I'll give you a receipt. 45 caliber, fully loaded. Smells of powder. Been fired recently.
Gosh. Sergeant, wasn't Nicky Leggetto shot with a bullet from a .45?
Yeah, that's right, Miss Manning. Call me up tomorrow. We'll have this gun checked.
Have you seen the paper, Vogel?
The Evening Sentinel?
Yeah, I was right. The Hornet sent that gun to the police like I was afraid he would. I checked my prints. They got me pegged for that murder.
I read it.
I gotta skip out of town. Vogel,
I haven't seen you for 3 years, Shackman. Your appearance has changed.
Yeah, but I can't...
Your appearance is changed. Besides, it is too late now to worry about personalities. We have a job to do. It must be done, or it will be done.
That's the way it stands, Gail. Of course, it's only one day.
There's no sign of Shackman?
No trace so far. No sign if he's the Green Hornet or anything. But the cops are still busy. Say, where's the boss?
Mr. Reed? I think he's left for the day.
Yeah? Well, best better call him up and break the sad news. No headline for tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Lauren. Oh, sure, we can't blame the police. It takes a while to dig up a man when they've no record of his whereabouts for the last 3 years. Okay, keep in touch with the police, of course. Right, good night.
Going around in circles, Mr. Britt?
Circles, Cato, but the Green Hornet isn't. The woman was still at her apartment late this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's turning dark already. We'll take up where we left off last night. Got the Hornet mask and the gas weapon. This time we get this job settled.
Tell Rita we're waiting.
You go, Vogel. Not me.
What is this? You disobeying?
I'm staying off the streets. The cops are looking for me.
They don't know what you look like?
How do I know if I've changed enough? Nope, I'm taking no chances.
Very well. I'll... Well, it's Rita herself. Neither one of us need bother. Get out, Shackman. You can ride in the trailer. Or are you afraid to walk even that far?
Okay, okay.
Get in, Rita, and take the wheel. You know where to go. Shackman's in the trailer. Go ahead.
Vogel, why did you bring him? If the police find
him... I brought him because I need him. I can't do this job myself, and I need you. Now, you know where to go. Go ahead.
I'll be right back with the woman.
Cato, we've been watching. Did you see anything?
No, Mr. Britt. Where's woman?
That's just the trouble. She's gone. There's no trace of her. She's gone, and I don't know where. Drive around, Cato. Drive any place. I've got a thing.
What do we do, Mr. Britt? We drive around for an hour already.
Sure, that's what Legato said.
He's dead.
Just before he died. Those words are the clue, I'm sure of it.
It is dangerous to drive this way, Mr. Britt. Not many cars on the road. Police on lookout for Hornet. If police headlights...
Light. Light and the power, that's what he said. We can figure it out. We'll know where that woman has gone. They've all gone. But... Cato!
Yes?
Just hit me. Get going. I'll give you directions that way.
This is the place.
Doc.
Yes. Shackman.
Oh, we're here.
Get out. The weather is perfect. Clouds over the moon. No stars. Perfect.
The water is 10 feet off the road. You can back the trailer around, Rita.
Be very careful. It's loaded with explosives.
Here comes the guard now, Sergeant.
Yeah. Listen, Miss Manning. If anything happens, you stay put, understand?
Oh, but, Sergeant, I'll miss all the fun.
If we locate the Hornet, it won't be fun. Now, you stay put.
Brace up, Gale. Next time, it may be a gun mall. Then I'll stay in the background.
The road over the top of the dam is closed to traffic. Sorry.
We didn't want to cross, soldier.
No? Well, that's your car. You'll have to get it out. No watering allowed around a power plant or reservoir.
Well, I'm Sergeant Harkness, the city police, soldier. Here's my badge. That's a police squad car.
Oh. Well, you still can't cross.
Have you seen a fast car drive past here, soldier?
Hmm?
Well, look, we're reporters from the Daily Sentinel. Don't mind the detective. He's just window dressing. About an hour ago, a phone call came into the police that the Green Hornet was prowling around this neck of the woods.
I'll handle it, Lowry. Soldier, the Green Hornet travels in a big black car. Plenty of speed when he wants to use it. Now, what I want to know is...
Heavens to Betsy, what was that?
Relax, sugar. That was one of the water intakes being opened and shut, that's all. Right, soldier?
Yeah. What was it you wanted, Sergeant?
Well, have you seen any sign of a car like that or anything unusual?
No, not a thing.
I told you that tip was a phony, Sarge. We wasted time and...
Sergeant, look!
Holy mackerel, it's...
That's him. That's the Sergeant. The Hornet. Soldier, where does that road go?
It circles a lake, that's all.
Okay, thanks. I'll use the police radio. We'll get a road block thrown across both ends of the road. He'll never get through. And we'll follow in my car. Come on.
So long, Gale. Get the phone, call the Sentinel. There's a story coming, whether we win or lose.
I see nothing, Mr. Bridge.
A car up ahead around a bend in the lake.
I see nothing.
Positive of it. I caught a reflection of our own headlights in their windshield. A car parked up there, Cato, and no lights showing. If that's the car we're after. Watch the side of the road, Cato. We're traveling without lights the rest of the way.
Don't keep looking back toward the road, Shackman. We have a lot of work to attend to.
Thought I heard something up there, Vogel.
Rita is keeping watch. You're safe.
Wish we had a light. Handling these explosives in the dark.
We have practiced it enough times that way. And from the model we built, we have a perfect mental picture of what we are doing. Here, fasten this delayed time bomb to this floating board.
You'll do nothing.
Don't
get that light.
Take this one. Vogel, it's...
Green Hornet, that's right.
Careful, Hornet, careful. Explosives all around. Explosives. We step on them.
We'll make sure nobody steps on them. We took care of your girlfriend. Now we'll do the same with you. Stand up and take it.
What happened? Can't breathe.
Oh. You shot him.
Did I hear no sound?
You won't hear a sound this time either, Rat.
What do you do?
Gas. Oh.
They're out, Cato. Hot coal. The police car's coming. I can see the lights.
Yes. Yes, we must go at once.
Sure, we'll go. But leave that flashlight here. Leave it right where the police can't mess it.
nobody around but that flashlight, Sarge. She pointed straight into the sky.
Yeah. Plus that dame in the car beside the road.
It was a hornet, all right. She was Hey, look here. Two more of them. I'm cold again. The hornet's right.
You know, Laurie, I wouldn't be surprised if this is Shackman. He looks something like him. Might have changed his appearance a little. I don't know this other lug, though.
Surprise.
What's that?
Look, look at this dynamite. Homemade bomb. The place is lousy with them. They were going to put them on rafts and float them down the current. But they'd have blown the power damned a bit. Holy mackerel, what's happened to the hornet?
Don't worry, Lowry. He's still got to get through those roadblocks.
Police thought Legato was praying, but he wasn't praying. He didn't say the light and the power. He was talking about light and power.
Mr. Britt.
When they thought he was swearing, he wasn't. He was trying to tell the police to protect the dam, the power dam, this one here.
Mr. Britt, please, you forget about roadblock. Look. Police block road up ahead. Look. Look right there.
No, I haven't forgotten, kid. Hold on now. Here we go.
Crash right through barricade. We're safe.
Just a dented fender. Well, let's get home, kiddo. It's been a big day.
Hey,